head out on the phone and talk to State Representative John Rainey with us this morning. We had the mayor, Brian Bobby Gutierrez, on earlier this week, who's actually going to be able to talk to the folks at TxDOT because we're beginning a project. And, you know, I guess it's probably going to be done. That's going to be raised medians all the way from University Drive up to the north end of Bryan. You're on the Transportation Committee. Anything that you had to do in that conversation where those two gentlemen are going to be able to discuss this situation? Because it can impact businesses. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we went through that several years ago along Texas Avenue in College Station, and I'm concerned about it too, but it seems to have worked pretty well. I don't know whether there's anything that can be done, but it seems as though TxDOT is interested in moving traffic where the communities are more interested in, you know, we want to move traffic, but we want to protect our small businesses along the way. And I kind of lean toward that.
Well, sure, you're a small businessman. That is part of your world, that's for sure.
Texas A&M's family weekend means many motorists getting introduced to new medians on Texas Avenue in Bryan.
We're now finding out very much so is how do you egress, degress out of neighborhoods. And what I'm finding is in Bryan, we have no left outs anywhere.
Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez says that'll result in residential neighborhoods getting more traffic.
Any truck delivery, anything else is going to have to send those back to the big trucks through the neighborhoods to get around to get to one street.
Speaking on the Infomaniacs, Gutierrez says he wants another meeting with TxDOT's local engineer when he returns from Austin. There will not be a 93rd Bryan College Station Christmas parade. That follows the construction of the center median down Texas Avenue in Bryan. Here's more from parade spokeswoman Penny Zent about what went into the decision.
Unfortunately, based on all the criteria that we set out, we have not been able to find a suitable route that will traverse both Bryan and College Station in order to hold the parade. People don't realize, and I didn't realize until we had the meeting, that the reason that these medians were installed, it's a state mandate for any state highway that has more than five lanes to have a median down the center. So that's why all of these streets and all the construction have been going on in the past few months. Once that happened, and people started, you know, asking questions, then we started driving and looking for possible alternative routes. But because the traffic lanes were reduced in size, once those medians were installed, there was really no way to get groups, you know, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band. I mean, just think about it. Some of the large floats, they just could not travel safely down those lanes because the lanes were reduced, the size of the paths that they were having to traverse, and they didn't have sufficient side clearance to allow spectators to stand alongside the route safely. And we all know what it's like if you've been out to the parade and you've watched keeping the kids contained because they get so excited, especially when Santa shows up, that they're hard to contain and they're trying to run into the street. Well, you can imagine no matter where they were, on which side, they were going to encounter some sort of a barricade. And so we looked at it hard and long. We met with city officials and we just couldn't figure any way to keep the parade safe. And that was the bottom line.
The next segment is WTAW Scott DeLucia visiting with Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez.
Hey, so you're on part of this team. I know we did a story yesterday about the Christmas parade, the medians. I mean, you already know it's a problem. You've met with TxDOT. I mean, where do you see how do we get out of this thing? How do we fix it?
You know, words matter. I know that. And you know, my thoughts, you know what my thoughts are. You were going to ask me the last time, what are we asking for in our next appropriations for, or what are we going to be asking TxDOT for? So, like, we'd like to get some funding for the removal of the medians in Texas Avenue. I think that you know, you're going to catch me on something. I'm probably going to start something else.
No,
you've done this to me before.
I don't want to do this. But the problem is, I mean, this is something. This is a real world thing. And yeah, the Christmas parade only happens once. It's important. But we also know that, it has to do with businesses and things like that.
Well, and I think that it goes beyond that. Obviously, emergency vehicles, you know, the fire department, the police department, you know, you're having to reroute, having to do things in seconds in those situations that matter. So what they were calling the suicide lanes now, I think, really are going to be like, you know, their collision course to things that are greater impact, and that's heart attacks, you know, real wrecks. I mean, when you're responding to emergencies, you just can't get anywhere easily anymore, and you have to really think about it. And now you're talking about a heart attack or a stroke that seconds matter, and you're a minute away because you got to go up and make a 5-point U-turn on a big truck or go through the neighborhoods that aren't designed to handle those big trucks all the time. So I think the unintended consequences are really going to be bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were talked about this, and then I'm really upset, and I've got to talk to TxDOT here, and I've got a meeting with them coming up again too, but you know, sometimes you got to take a breath and take a step back.
Sure.
You know, we were told at way early in this thing back in 2019, 2020, that, you know, the improvements and the burying of the lines and the sidewalks and the pedestrian paths and everything else, that was the only reason that it made sense to some of the people that were on council to get this thing done, because they were going to pay the majority of all this stuff. That stuff should have came. The easement should have been bought. All that stuff should have been first, should have been planned, should have been done at one time. We got these medians. The very first thing, when there are no loons to turn, you can't make those critical turns around, and all this done is to really kind of disrupt everybody's life. I personally feel myself, and I'm not speaking for anybody else.
You're one member,
but I do feel like we kind of got duped on this thing. I really want to see when they push this thing back that many years. Not that it means anything to me, but I won't even be mayor by the time this thing is even, you know, started. Which is not what we were told when everything happened. I mean, I absolutely I voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Nelson voted against it, and I still cautiously optimistic, but I'm just, with some of the things that are going on, I'm just wondering why we spend this kind of money, you know, just because we have money to spend.
Got it. All right. Well said.
Opposition to raised medians and a proposed hike and bike trail on and along Welborn Road was expressed during last night's College Station City Council meeting. Denise Barbier says TxDOT's given her mother plans that'll condemn what amounts to one-third of her acreage at Welborn and Barron Roads.
TxDOT is denying her access to her property, so she will no longer have a driveway that exits onto Welborn Road. Therefore, she's going to have to change her address, which is going to be a big problem. But a more issue to us is the ability for an emergency vehicle to get to her property.
Mike McClary, who's lived at the corner of Welborn and Barron Cutoff for 50 years, says he has 2,000 petition signatures opposing TxDOT's plans.
Look at Highway 30 when you get to Wolf Creek Car Wash. Head east out and look to your right. Look how many businesses have gone out of business this last year with the raised medians. Half the business in Welborn will go out of business if we have a raised median.
Councilman William Wright and Dennis Maloney say they also oppose medians on Welborn Road. The widening of Farm Road 1179 east of Bryan will not start for 5 years, but after public comments are given to the Texas Department of Transportation in July and August, an update was presented at yesterday's meeting of the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization. TxDOT's current plan includes a median along a four-lane highway from Boonville Road to a roundabout that will connect 1179 to Steep Hollow and Merca Roads. A TxDOT planning engineer says 3 years of medians in College Station along Texas and University has reduced crashes by 65%. MPO member and Bryan Councilman James Edge supports homeowners who want left turns off 1179 going east to Oak Forest, Thornberry, and Riverstone.
Is there a potential for maybe another roundabout as a part of that? Because I envision, especially like at Copperfield Drive, I can see people utilizing and literally driving into the neighborhood, into Miramont.
TxDOT plans another public comment period next summer.